Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Two days after the 4th of July, Robert McNamara died at the age of 93. In Earl Morris's amazing documentary, The Fog of War, McNamara admitted to war crimes during World War II, specifically the civilian conventional bombing of Tokyo, of which he was an architect. Quote, "I don't fault Truman for dropping the nuclear bomb," he said. "The U.S.-Japanese war was one of the most brutal wars in all of human history. What one can criticize is that the human race prior to that time, and today even, has not really grappled with what are, I'll call them, the rules of war. Was there a rule then that said you shouldn't bomb, shouldn't kill, shouldn't burn to death 100,000 civilians in one night?" McNamara continued, "Kersham Lay said that if we lost the war, we'd have all been prosecuted as war criminals. And I think he's right. He, and I'd say I, were behaving as war criminals." LeMay recognized that what he was doing would be thought immoral if his side had lost. But what makes it immoral if you lose and not immoral if you win? The ironic point to this, intended or not, is that, of course, McNamara admits to war crimes during World War II, but not during the Vietnam War, of which, of course, he was also a chief architect. Although he did apologize, and according to his own memoir, in retrospect, The Tragedy and Lessons of Vietnam, quote, "We were wrong," McNamara wrote. "We were terribly wrong." What was the difference, then, in war crimes committed during Vietnam and the war crimes committed during World War II? Well, Curtis LeMay, never one for understatement, seems to have put his finger on it. If we lost the war, we'd have all been prosecuted as war criminals. But we did lose Vietnam, and despite innumerable human rights violations, not one soul in the executive branch, including Robert McNamara, has ever been prosecuted for war crimes. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.